Does the Bible teach Mary was the mother of God? The church has always looked to Luke 1:43 as biblical evidence for its belief in Mary as the mother of God. There, Elizabeth greets Mary and says, "And why is this granted me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" As any good Bible student knows, Lord is the title that the Jews used for Yahweh. But Protestants will object that Lord can also be used for an earthly ruler. Although this is true, I don't think this is how it's being used in Luke 1:43. And here's the reason why. There are several details that indicate Luke is drawing a parallel between Mary and the Old Testament Ark of the Covenant. Take Elizabeth's words themselves, for example. They're almost verbatim to David's in 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 9, when he says in the presence of the ark, "How can the ark of the Lord come to me?" Other parallels include John the Baptist leaping for joy in the presence of Mary in Luke 1:44, and David making merry before the ark in 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 5. According to Luke 1:39, Mary remains with Elizabeth for 3 months, similar to how the ark remained in the house of Obed-Edom for the same amount of time, according to 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 11. Now, since Luke is paralleling Elizabeth's mother of my Lord with David's the ark of the Lord, it stands to reason that Luke intends for us to take Elizabeth's cry as a reference to Almighty God. David didn't use Lord in reference to some earthly ruler. The ark was the ark of Almighty God. Similarly, Mary's not just the mother of the one to rule with a rod of iron, to quote Revelation 12:5, but rather the mother of God. Therefore, we have good reason to believe that Luke 1:43 does reveal Mary to be the mother of God. If you want to learn more about this topic and others like it, visit our website at Catholic.com. And also, visit CatholicAnswersSpeakers.com to learn how you can bring me to speak at your next event. For Catholic Answers, I'm Carlo Broussard. Thanks for watching.